All right, good morning, Gladiator Jazz Band. This is Tom Zinninger. I'm going to be giving you guys some comments on your performance today. So, very much looking forward to it. Yeah, really nice, strong beginning here. I love the tone quality that you guys are getting out of your instruments. One suggestion I have right off the bat is on that opening lick, the brass, and really the whole band, if you guys could work on your tongue cutoffs on your short notes. You're kind of playing your short notes nice and fat, which I like, but they could have more defined endings that would serve the jazz style a little bit better, I think. Saxes are carrying the lead right there, and I think they could kind of push the volume out a little bit more, just play with a little more projection and confidence on that lead line. You guys are swinging really well. Good job. Nice piano solo. Wait, follow the harmony. Good. Nice sound on the trumpet solo. I suggest just trying to lay back a little bit more. Some of those rhythms were rushed just a bit compared to the rhythm section, which I know is always difficult to do on an improvised solo, but you just got to learn how to settle into the rhythm section. When you have those repeated notes, da-oo, 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 you could put a little more articulation, and I would do it with the breath on the repeated note. That'll give it a little more of that swing feel. Again, brass are probably covering up saxes a little bit on the melodic line, so saxes, keep pushing it out. Good tempo change, awesome. There's some short notes again that we could have some better tongue cutoffs on. Really nice pacing on that drum solo. Cool. All right. Very nice job on your first number here. I can tell you guys are going for some of these dynamics that we always talking about. I feel like we could push the top end dynamics a little bit more. And it's more than just literally being difference in having differences in your volume. Having just more projection and getting a little bit more of an edge on the sound at your top end dynamics, I think would fit the style really, really, really well. We don't always have to stay with a perfect, you know, concert band sound in this kind of music. Having that versatility is key, I think. Yeah, I appreciate it. appreciate the differences in tone quality and the different projection level you guys are going for here. Brass, nice, really nice balance on that intro there. Good sound, sax soloist. You're playing with some nice jazz inflections. I hear a tiny bit of a pitch bending and stuff. We don't want to over rely on that, of course, but I think what you're doing is really nice. Maybe even you could have some more of it in certain areas. Brass doing a good job of staying under the soloist. I think the rhythm section could also do a little better job playing down, playing drums that have, and especially the shakers, playing those instruments at a very soft dynamic. There's a certain art to that, so really, really work on that. Nice being smooth on those repeated notes, trumpets, good articulation. Drummer, I'm really enjoying this kind of laid-back feel you've got going here. The time is really excellent, so great job there. Good subtle fills. It complements the soloist really nicely. Oh, great job. Nice, dynamic contrast there, trumpets. Saxes again could come out a little bit more here. I think that's we're seeing a common thread there in our performance of saxophones needing to be bigger a lot of the times. One thing that might help a little bit of contrast in a piece like this is to have your pianist or guitarist change up their comping patterns a bit. Either change the pattern, change the rhythm that they're playing, or just make the comping a little bit more sparse. Instead of the da, 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 da on piano, how about something like a dum, da, da, dum, da, dum. Ta-tan. So just creating a little more space in between some of the notes would help the feel change. You know, you could do one comping pattern on the A section of the piece or something, and the bridge, change it up, or the change it per solo, or, you know, you can apply that kind of principle to many different things. Really nice job so far. Idea of having the congas start this one. Cool stuff. Always looking for things like that to vary up the performance. Pacing there, you playing like that keeps the audience kind of on their toes and intrigued about what's going to happen next. So I think that can be very, very effective. nice feel here. This is, I think you guys handle this style maybe better than the first swing tune. Just a few minor intonation things in trombones and saxes I'm hearing so far, but it's pretty much right on. Yeah, Bones, really good style there. Trumpets, be careful of the exact rhythms you're playing there. I'm not exactly sure what they are. It was almost sounded like halfway between a triplet, which would be da 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 da, or the more snappy eighth note rhythm, da do da do da do da. So you guys were together, so it's not the worst thing in the world, but just maybe make sure we're defining those rhythms more precisely. So bone solos, good job. Make sure you're matching the style of the group in your solo as much as you can. Some of those, the eighth notes you were playing sounded quite a bit more swingish than what the kind of prevailing style is here. So just straighten that stuff out. Yeah, nice job, trumpet. I suggest just a little bit less tonguing there, or if you're going to tongue, make sure it's really, really precisely in time. I'm always a fan of more smooth eighth note lines and things like that for most jazz styles. Section, good little feature there. So one thing I might think about experimenting with in your drum tuning is to actually get your snare and maybe your toms tuned up a little bit higher. For my taste, they're a little thuddy and deep. That can certainly work for certain styles of jazz. It certainly works for like rock and roll and more popular styles like that. For anything that's more like, that's lighter, you know, certain swing styles, maybe even this kind of Latin style, I think it might be a little bit too deep. I would just experiment with tuning them up a little bit or trying some different drums, especially the snare. It would maybe allow it to cut through the ensemble a little bit more without your drummer having to play super loud. So, you know, timbre always matters. All right, so really nice overall performance today. Love the differences in styles that you're hearing, that I'm hearing. And you guys are, I can hear you making conscious changes between those. Good dynamics, good blend and balance for the most part. So just a couple little things that I've commented on, put you guys to the next level. Thank you so much.